it's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
Once again, that's 877-711-5211. Maybe you have a question that you always wanted answered. If you haven't learned about me, I try to just to be straightforward with it. You know, I don't beat around the bush with my answers. If I don't know, I'll tell you and we'll find the answer together. Or maybe you have a question you think might stump me. 877-711-5211 or ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. All right, so let's go on to a question about alcohol use. Is alcohol good for us or not? And if so, which kind? I think, yeah, it is good for us. It is. Alcohol itself, ethanol, ETOH, that's the chemical abbreviation, is good for you. Yeah. But of course, there's a level of diminished returns, right? How often have I said, whether it's a drug, whether it's alcohol, whether it's supplements, everything has an appropriate dose. And if you stay within that appropriate dose range, you get great benefit with very, very little side effect. But the minute you go out of that dose range, especially on the higher side, benefits drop, side effects go up. And that's, we all know, I think most of us, most adults in this country understand the concept of diminished returns when it comes to ethanol, alcohol. So what is the appropriate amount then? Well, I got to tell you, I don't think anybody's really worked this out. The standard doctor answer that I'm supposed to give you. So sometimes I put on my official doctor hat. Well, a man can have two drinks a day and a woman one. That's the standard answer. Now, what kind of drinks? Well, a 12-ounce beer, and I should say it this way, an average 12-ounce beer, because beers can be brewed different ways, and some of them can be really strong, some of them are a little bit weak, but just a standard 12-ounce beer, a standard shot, what is it, an ounce or so? I'm not sure what a standard shot is, but and a standard like shot glass of a spirit, whether it's a clear spirit or the darker ones, whatever, hard liquor. And a 5-ounce glass of wine. They all pretty much, assuming standard brewing techniques, they all pretty much have the same alcohol content. So a man can have a couple beers, a couple shots, a couple glasses of wine, and a woman can have one. I know it's not fair. That's the standard answer. I don't know if that's I think you have to take in, especially, you know, when you're talking about dose. That's what we're talking about here. Just like with supplements and drugs, you got to look at the size of the person, their metabolism. I mean, all that plays a role. So there might be some people out there, some women that can do 2 or 3 drinks and have that benefit. And some men, maybe 4 or 5. I don't know. And some not. Maybe there's some women that have a half a glass of wine. That's all they need. That's the benefit for them. Above that, they're losing the benefit and just getting drunk. So yes, alcohol is good. 2 servings of that for men, 1 serving for women a day. And that's the 12-ounce beer, the shot, or the 5-ounce glass of wine. It's all the same amount of alcohol. Be careful with the beer, especially the beer, because some beers are brewed in a way where they concentrate the alcohol. I mean, there's some beers out there that are upwards of like 10-12% alcohol. That's way above. The normal standard beer, I think, is around like 4% or something, 4% alcohol, which would be the same for the shot, the same for the glass of wine. Now, with all that said, I enjoy my alcohol on occasion, and I like red wine. I'm lucky. I really am lucky because red wine is really good for you too. So I'm not only getting with red wine, I'm not only getting the benefit of the ethanol, I'm also getting the benefit of the red, deep, dark grapes, which have a lot of the still bean compounds that I've talked about before, like resveratrol. So out of all of that, your best bet is a 5-ounce glass of red wine or 2 or 3. No, that's enough. 1 or 2. So that's, there's your answer. Yeah. And so what are the benefits of ethanol? Well, there's been Let's see, some studies showing, now I'm just talking about the ethanol now, the alcohol part, benefits to the cardiovascular system, benefit to cognition, believe it or not, yeah, at that one or two drinks a day, it actually improves cognition, mood, sleep, digestion, all that has been shown to be beneficial from ethanol. Nothing conclusive, but those are the benefits that we know of pretty much at this point. Just don't do too much because then you lose those benefits. The red wine, though, is different, right? Those antioxidants in red wine, like resveratrol, many more benefits. Sugar metabolism, maybe even weight, the resting metabolic rate, how many calories you burn at rest seems to go up with these red wine antioxidants. Anti-aging genes. There are genes in your body called sirtuins that are activated by the red wine antioxidants called still beans, like resveratrol. So red wine takes it to a whole nother level than just the ethanol. So that is probably the best bet, red wine. Okay, good. Watch the sugary wines. I'm not talking about the ports and stuff like that. I'm just talking about a standard dry, young red wine. Okay? All right. Moving on. Next question. I found a blog of yours titled Black is the New Green Tea. I do remember that. Do you really think black is better than green? Well, that wasn't what the blog is about. The blog's not about whether black is better than green. The blog is more about black should be up there, should be on the forefront of our minds, just like green tea. That's all. That's what I meant. I wrote, gosh, that was many years ago. I wrote this blog. I don't remember the specifics of it, but I remember thinking that maybe black tea was going to be, you know, become more popular in this country, but it really hasn't. But black tea in other places has always been more popular. But yeah, black tea has a group of chemicals called theophylline. And there's two broad types of theophylline, and it's real simple. There's theophylline 1 and there's theophylline 2. And most of the research, if I remember, don't quote me on this, but if I remember right, it's the theophylline ones that are really good at easing inflammation, having some cardiovascular benefit, specifically maybe to like good cholesterol, raising HDL. I don't think black is better than green. I don't think green is better than black. I think they're both awesome. By the way, whether it's green, black, or white tea, it all comes from the same plant. It's just white tea is a young plant, green tea is the ripe plant, and then black tea is when it's picked and it is laid out and exposed to air, and it becomes oxidized. I know a lot of times when we think of oxidation, we think of bad things. That's not always the case. And when you go from the young tea leaf to the ripe tea leaf to the oxidized tea leaf, that's white, green, black, the composition of antioxidants change. White tea probably has the most different types of antioxidants, but at the lowest levels. So white tea is going to give you a nice array of different antioxidants, but at lower levels, and it's a little bit sweeter. Green tea ultimately is the EGCG. That's the very potent antioxidant. It's just so good for your body in so many ways. EGCG is really concentrated in the ripe green tea leaf. You'll still get some of those other antioxidants in that you get in the white tea, but it's just concentrated now in the EGCG. And then when you oxidize it, it's the theophylline that come up. So that's white, green, black. It's all the same plant. Just different ways to handle it and process it. So, no, I don't think it's any better. Personally, I like black tea better. I'm not a fan of green tea. I'm sorry. I had green tea ice cream. Does that count? That was good. But I prefer the deeper flavor of black tea. I do enjoy a glass or two. Not every day. Maybe a glass or two a week. I should try to increase that. Well, this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.